WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back. Hour number two of the program here on Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. The Fun Friday question today, what is your favorite commercial jingle of all time? So you can call in with that. But right now, let's go to the phones. We have Mary patiently waiting. Good morning. Thank you for calling back.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I was watching that, and I read the whole thing. When BSN put that article about that, the Cecropia moth?
The moth that gazelle saw, yeah.
Yeah, the North American biggest moth. Do you know that moth? I've never seen anything so beautiful. I thought it was a butterfly. It's absolutely beautiful. I had to download the picture that you guys put up. It is the most beautiful. I wish I could see that in person, a real one. The wings, to me, I call it a butterfly because that's what it looks like. And you had a little video there with it, and it showed a guy that knew all about those kind of moths, and he took one of the cocoons or something, and he actually cut it open, and you could see the pupa, whatever they call it. He took that out. That kind of disturbed me a little bit because I said, why does he even have to do that? Let nature take its course, and why open it? But he did it. It bothered me. But did you see the picture of that moth?
Yeah, it's a beautiful moth, but also a great job by Gazelle of taking that photo because you can really see all the detail in it. You can see, you know, the fur on it. And my favorite part about it is, these colorings are for a reason, and they help hide it from predators. And what did you think you were looking at when you first looked at it? What did the wings remind you of?
Well, the first thing that came to my mind was butterfly, and I was shocked to see that it was not a butterfly.
Right. But if you look at the wings, next time you look at the photo, look at the wings. It looks like a snake coming off the tree, which probably keeps predators away.
It has a wonderful design.
Yeah, it looks like there's an eye and like the little lines on the snake, and
yes,
that protects it.
The body has the design. Now, when I saw that, I said, okay, the people that don't believe in a creator, but do you think that butterfly just happened to show up like that? I'm sorry. It looks like a butterfly. I know I said butterfly. I know it's a moth, but that moth doesn't look anything like a bird or an alligator. It has its own thing. We all have our own, and I believe there was a creator that created all living things, and I would love to. So this gazelle saw a real one and took a picture of it? Is that what that picture is?
Yes. Yep, absolutely. He saw that with his own eyes. He was walking downtown. It was over on Union Street by Play Arcade. That's where he saw it.
That moth was downtown in a busy area with people?
Mm-hmm. And he said it was the size of his hand, and Gazelle has a very large hand.
Oh, my God.
Gazelle is 6'4", so.
It looks silky and furry. You could see it in that photograph the way like you want to touch it.
Yeah.
That's the most beautiful thing I ever saw. I know I don't have a lot of time. What can I tell? Oh, the Ernestina. I've been hearing that Ernestina Morrissey. No, mm-hmm. Really? This is the first time I've heard the Morrissey name. It's always, to me, been the Ernestina all the time.
Yeah, it was a while ago that they combined the two names, and I forget the story behind it. I know I'd written about it one time, but It's been the Ernestina Morrissey officially for quite a while.
Well, I never bothered with that Morrissey part of it, though. But last night I saw a documentary of Journey. I came across it, and it was about Steve Perry mainly. And, you know, until you actually watch a documentary of these kind of things, there's so many things we don't even know. I was shocked to find out when he stepped back at one point from the group, a couple of times he did, I believe, he actually went to medical school.
to be some kind of a doctor, and I forgot what kind now. I should write things down like I always say. But he went to medical school, and after a while, and he was doing great, but then he had to step back from that because I think it was too much for him, he said, or something. And he never got married until near the end when he met a woman that was working somewhere backstage or something. And they got to know each other well, and he did marry her, but she told him ahead of time that I have cancer and I don't have long to live and you still want to marry me. And they did. They got married, lost her. He lost his beloved mother. What a story. I enjoy reading all that because things that we don't know unless we actually see a documentary.
Yeah.
Tonight I'm going to go and search for something else. I saw the one documentary. There's so many of them, but I just choose one and I look at it. And I saw the Beach Boys one last week, and I learned a lot about that too. And it's nice to get all that information about their background because so many things you don't know and very interesting.
Oh, yeah. I watched
before
a great one on...
I just watched
one the other night on Netflix about Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to go into all of them. Before I go, I saved it for last, that jingle. I mean, you know, I'm sure you're going to find time to play that Nestle jingle of that white chocolate.
I'm
waiting to hear that.
That's my favorite jingle of all time.
Alka-Seltzer, pop, pop, fizz, fizz.
Yep. Even people that have never seen the commercial for that know the song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know that I've seen the commercial and the song. So I hope you play that. I'd be happy to hear it. And thank you for taking my call.
All right.
And I'm going to hope I can see one of those butterfly moths. I'm going to have to stick that weird butterfly in there.
Yeah, they're not that far behind you. Not that far away from you. So maybe take a walk down.
Beautiful.
Take a walk downtown and see if you see
it. You know how amazing, how lucky he was to see that?
And he wrote about that. He wrote about how lucky he was to see it.
Oh, I read it. I read it all. I might have to go look at it again. But I've got that picture now because I downloaded it. It's beautiful. I wonder if they come in different colors with the same designs. Or they all look the same.
I'm not sure.
Well, it's a moth, so it's not a butterfly. It's probably they are all the same. Butterflies are all different. But have a great weekend. And,
you as well.
Fun. And Stevie's Wine and Spirits. You know, I can make you a jingle for that. And you don't have to pay me. I mean, I hear you every few minutes with it. I could do that right off the back. Boom, Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Yeah, I'm going to think of something, and I'm going to let you hear it.
All right. I like it.
All right. Have a good week.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's take another call, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Whenever you walk in the joint, boom, boom, I could tell you are a man of distinction, a real big spender. Hey, big spender. Spend a little time with me. Oh, that was terrible.
Hey, I give you credit for singing on the radio.
But anyway, do you know what that jingle's from?
I know the song. I didn't know it was a jingle for something.
White Owl Cigars.
Oh. Well, I'm trying to... I think I'm of the era where they didn't have commercials for cigars anymore, so unfortunately...
Well, that was from the 70s, and I heard that from a long, long time ago, and it stuck with me forever. I just love that, and I guess it was really effective. People have always been smoking cigars forever, but sorry about my voice.
No, not really that good.
But also, on this day, for my 16th birthday, my dad took me to see Jaws, because of course, the grand opening of it, the premiere. And I thought it was pretty good for the time. You know, like you said, there was not a movie around like that. And it was good. Now I look back at it, and I think it's kind of cheesy. But, you know, back then it was really something, and everybody seemed to love it. And I lived in Illinois at the time, but living over here and spending most of my life in the East Coast, you know, it was great to hear it being filmed on Martha's Vineyard and all, which I had been to many, many times. So, but I was 16 years old on this very day when I went to see it with my dad. And then we went out to eat lunch. It was a very memorable day.
So today's your birthday?
Yes, it is.
Happy birthday.
Tim, you don't remember last year you played Laura for me, the song Laura. You looked it up and you played it for me.
Laura, I don't remember what I did yesterday, let alone a year ago on this day.
I know. I'm just playing with you because I know that's true. But yeah, you did. You played that song for me. Yeah.
Well, as far as I know, that was never used in any commercials. That'd be a pretty depressing commercial if they used that song in there.
I know. But she lives in the movie. She lives, even though everyone thinks she's gone and she's died. She actually was her friend that stayed in the apartment while she went away to the country for a while. And so it was the friend that was murdered. She actually lived. So it actually was a good turnout that she lived.
Well, I recently found out that the Beach Boys did a version of Seasons in the Sun before Terry Jacks did. And if it's possible to make that song sound even sadder, that's the way to do it. So.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah, that's a super sad song. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And 17, you know, and never having a date, you know, and not being beautiful looking, you know, at 17. Oh, that's another sad song, too.
There was one my mom used to play when we were kids. I don't remember who did it, but it was that Things Get a Little Easier. Oh, my God, that song was so sad.
I can believe it. Yeah, I don't think I remember that song.
There's a lot of talking in the song, like the guy and his dad don't get along, and then the kid dies, and the dad's all sad because, you know, him and the kid didn't get along. It's weird. I'd have to look it up and find out more about it. But there was a trend in the 70s of having all of these death songs, like songs about mm-hmm. people dying, and it was a whole subgenre of music back then that hit the pop charts. So I don't know why you guys were so depressed. I thought you had good drugs back then.
Oh, we did. And I mean, I'm coming of age, really. The disco era was my era. And I'm like, what's his name? I can't think of his name. He's on Saturdays now.
Paul Santos.
The lawyer there.
Yeah.
Yes, Paul Santos. Thank you. He plays the greatest music because he was a DJ back in the day. And he plays all the R&B funk that I love, all that stuff. He plays it endlessly. It's great.
And I'm sure he's in here dancing while he's playing it, too.
Oh, I'm sure he is. I don't think he sits down. He says he's got a really bad back, so I'm sure he's over around, prancing around, dancing.
He's on his feet the whole time, so I'm sure he is moving around. All right, well, I hope you enjoy your birthday.
Oh, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. And 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Our Fun Friday question today is, what is your favorite commercial jingle of all time? But I think maybe we do need to dive into that death songs phenomena at some point. So if you know I'm going to talk about a radio show that's on another radio station, but if you've listened to the Lost 45s before, Barry Scott's been doing that show for, over 40 years now, I think. And, you know, I used to go to my grandmother's house every Sunday when I was a kid living in Plymouth. We would drive, we would go out as a family every Sunday and do a bunch of stuff, go to the flea market, go out to dinner, whatever. And then we always went to my mom's parents' house in Randolph. Sometimes we visit my dad's parents' house in Randolph too, but every Sunday we went to my mom's parents' house and visited my grandparents. And we would drive home from Randolph to Plymouth. And we'd be listening to the Lost 45s. And every year they had their annual death song show where they would play all of these songs about people that died. And that's where I heard, you know, Tell Laura I Love Her and Run Joey Run and DOA, which is still a great song. There's so many songs that came out about people dying. And they were like, a lot of them were kind of upbeat pop songs. As Casey Kasem would say, ponderous, man. It's ponderous. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Yes, the question today is, what is your favorite commercial jingle? Because WPRI has a story on their website about the folks that wrote the Block Island Ferry jingle. So you can tell me your favorite. You can sing your favorite. Laura was brave enough to call in and sing. Maybe you will be as well. 508-996-0500. Let me take a break, though. We'll be back in a few moments. The greatest commercial jingle of all time right there. The Nestle Alpine White song. You can't convince me otherwise. Others might be more, you know, to the point about what the product is or get you to remember the phone number or something like that. But that's a song. I would buy a single of that song. If they made a whole album about Nestle candy bars that sounded like that kind of dream pop sound, I would totally buy that album. Or at least, you know, stream it. Anyway, we can talk more about your favorite commercial jingles of all time. That's our Fun Friday question today, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. You can call in at 508-996-0500. You can leave app chat messages and open line voicemails, you know, where you could actually sing them if you want, on the WBSM app. You can also comment. I'm going to put the video up in a little bit on Facebook as well. And you can comment there too. But right now, we're going to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts. On the other side of that, we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files.
A new serious COVID variant hitting the U.S., changes to the suicide hotline, and a new drug to help curb the spread of HIV.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A new COVID variant that causes a severe sore throat is now believed to make up more than one-third of COVID cases in the U.S. right now. Here's Scott Pringle.
The highly contagious variant called Nimbus has a symptom that is being referred to as a razor blade throat because it feels like swallowing razor blades. The CDC says this makes up about 37% of coronavirus cases nationwide and recently caused coronavirus surges in China and other parts of Asia. Right now, the CDC has coronavirus activity labeled as low in the U.S.
The Trump administration is shutting down the LGBTQ Youth Suicide Hotline. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration announced this week that the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline will stop providing services for LGBTQ youth. The agency said it was removing the Press 3 option to instead focus on all help seekers. The Press 3 option was started in 2022 to connect LGBTQ youth with trained counselors. A spokesperson for the White House Budget Office said last week it was removing the option because it's a chat service for children that embrace radical gender ideology. The FDA has approved a powerful drug shown to nearly eliminate the spread of HIV in clinical trials.
It's a twice-yearly injectable from Gilead Sciences called Yeztugo. Despite the decline in new diagnoses, 1.1 million Americans are living with HIV. The Yeztugo shot was first approved in 2022 to be used with other meds to treat HIV strains that are highly drug-resistant. It's the first in a new class of drugs that prevents HIV from replicating itself inside immune cells. Gilead's chairman, Daniel O'Day, believes it could end the HIV epidemic once and for all. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
President Trump claims Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is costing the U.S. hundreds of billions of dollars. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said Powell is, quote, truly one of the dumbest and most destructive people in government. He added the Fed board is also complicit. A fugitive on the run for over 6 weeks after escaping police at an airport has been captured in Seattle. U.S. Marshals say they apprehended Cedric Stevenson on Wednesday after he escaped agents at the SeaTac airport while being transported to Kentucky. Stevenson faced numerous charges in Kentucky, including firearm possession and assault. Marshals say he was caught while officers were serving an arrest warrant. Former President Obama says the U.S. is moving dangerously close towards autocracy.
The former president questioned the path that he says American democracy appears to be on.
We start drifting into something that is not consistent with American democracy. It is consistent with autocracies.
Where he says one person holds absolute power. Obama says we're not there yet, but he thinks we're dangerously close to normalizing behavior like that. Obama added that he's still the hope guy and says there's a healthy outrage we should be exhibiting in terms of what's currently happening both here and around the world. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A North Carolina woman is suing her former workplace over claims a supervisor intimidated her with a Chucky doll, the murderous doll from the Child's Play movie. She's suing Truist Bank, saying that she suffers from a fear of dolls and was traumatized into needing treatment. The woman claims the supervisor left the Chucky doll on her desk. She has since been let go from the bank and is asking for an unspecified amount. Just off the heels of the Karen Reed retrial, it was on this day in 1893, Lizzie Borden was acquitted of the murders of her father and stepmother in Fall River. The jury delivered a not guilty verdict after deliberating for just over an hour. This verdict came after a highly publicized trial, and despite evidence that suggested her guilt, Lizzie was ultimately set free.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox are in San Francisco tonight, taking on the Giants at 10:15.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Plenty of sunshine, warm today, less humid than yesterday, 83. Tonight, down to 65 after midnight for tomorrow. Partly cloudy, we stay dry, 79. More sun for Sunday, 82. I'm Mike Roberts. WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Well, there you go. Helps if you turn the microphone on, Tim. All right. Well, hey, let's not waste any more time. Let's get right into it.
The Gen X Files.
All right. Let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. Starting off with our celebrity birthdays, American Idol judge and Grammy-winning musician Lionel Richie, 76 today. John Goodman, the TV star in Roseanne, The Conners, and The Righteous Gemstones, and movie star in films like The Big Lebowski and The Flintstones, is 73. Actress Nicole Kidman turns 58. His name is Christopher Mintz-Plasse, but his driver's license says McLovin. The Superbad star is 36 years old today.
God only knows what I'd be without you.
It was on this date in 1942 that one of America's greatest musicians was born. Brian Wilson would have been 83 years old today had he not passed away just 9 days ago. As we've been discussing this morning, it was June 20th, 1975, when Hollywood's first major summer must-see blockbuster debuted in theaters. That would be Jaws, of course. It opened in theaters. The Peter Benchley novel that the film was based on was actually inspired by a real-life incident in 1916 at the Jersey Shore when a rogue shark killed four bathers. In fact, they referenced that in the movie.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
And speaking of hit movies, it was this date in 1980 that the Blues Brothers made it to the big screen on their Mission from God. The smash comedy eventually spawned a sequel called Blues Brothers 2000 in 1998, which wasn't nearly as good, but had a fantastic soundtrack. And star and creator Dan Aykroyd recently said, a third installment is in the works, this time in the form of a graphic novel. And in 1987, on this date, Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam hit number one on the charts with Head to Toe off their second album. And in 2018, television audiences tuned into the very first episode of Yellowstone, starring Kevin Costner, Luke Grimes, Kelly Riley, and Wes Bentley. It went on to become cable TV's highest-rated program with multiple spinoffs and more still to come. That's the Gen X Files for June 20th, 2025. Brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven, home of the Porch Sampler, where starting this week, new summer hours will include being open until 9 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. All right. Oh, I like it when I hit the mark right there. All right, 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How's it going?
All is good. My three favorite commercials of all time, at number three from the late 70s, was a commercial for Bank AmeriCard. A couple just got married and they were driving away. At number two is Burt Bacharach and Angie Dickinson doing a little jingle for Martini and Rossi. And my favorite from around 1982 was a commercial for Three Musketeers, and it was done by the Adresi brothers.
Oh, I'll have to look that up. I don't know if I know that one.
Yeah, it was a nice, a catchy little tune. The Three Musketeers, the Adresi brothers from 1982 or so.
See, the one jingle I can remember for candy bars more than anything, I think, is sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Yeah, yeah. That one, everybody remembers that one if you're old enough. Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, I hate both of those candy bars. Not a coconut person.
No, me neither. No. I would say Mounds is my least favorite. That, yeah. Mounds and Almond Joy.
I would say I need a Mounds before an Almond Joy. I don't like finding a big old almond in the middle of my candy bar.
No, me neither.
This isn't supposed to be healthy. What is this nut doing in here?
That's right.
All right.
Have
well,
a good weekend, Tim.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye-bye.
And if you want to call in with your favorite commercial jingle, 508-996-0500. Jesse put in a vote for the Quiznos commercial with the pepper bar. I mean, all those Quiznos commercials were absolutely bonkers. And we had a Quiznos in Dartmouth, right? But it's not there anymore. Was it over where the Enterprise Rent-A-Car is? I want to say it was over in that area, but I think I went there a couple of times, and then when I went to go back again, it wasn't there anymore. There was a time, kids, when we had multiple sandwich options for fast food places. So we had Subway over here. It was next to us. Now it's moved. We had, this is before Jersey Mike's came to the area, but we had Quiznos. We had a Blimpy in Fairhaven. In fact, I wrote a story once about the Blimpy takeout drive-through sign is still there. Even though Blimpy has probably been gone for, what, at least 15, maybe 20 years? Maybe 15 years. The Blimpy drive-through sign is still behind that building. So now, you know, there's Sweet Ginger and there's the Domino's has moved over there. But if you go behind there in the parking lot, you'll see what used to be where you'd pull up to order your Blimpy subs for drive through. We had an embarrassment of riches. We didn't even know it. Actually, they weren't. I don't think they were that good. I had a friend that swore by Blimpy, but I thought they were pretty basic. But hey, any sandwich is a good sandwich, in my opinion. 508-996-0500. Let's take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. And that's when you knew summer was right around the corner. When you heard that, when you saw that commercial on TV or heard that on the radio, you're like, all right, now we're almost at the end of the school year. It's almost time to start begging mom and dad, can we go to Rocky Point this weekend? Actually, I preferred to go during the week. The lines were always shorter. But going to the Shore dinner hall and having your clam cakes and chowder and then going on the rides and hoping that you don't throw up your clam cakes and chowder. That was fun. And I do miss Rocky Point for sure. So the reason I play that is because our Fun Friday question today is, what is your favorite commercial jingle? And it's brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. I'm going to make up a song for D's Hot Dogs right now. I'm not going to sing for you. But we're getting some app chat responses on the WBSM app. You can send in an app chat message. You can send in an open line voicemail if you want to sing the jingle. You can call in. We just put the video up on Facebook if you want to comment on the video. By the way, DSY says that song I was talking about, Once You Understand, was by a group called Think. And he says it is a very sad song. So, yes, Think. They had Once You Understand. And Sharon in Dartmouth says, hi, Tim. The jingle for Ma Rafa's, written and sung by New Bedford's own Mike Kudo, comes to mind. That's a great one. And Mike's awesome. The commercial used to play a lot during the local cable news that was reported by Jim Phillips. I think Paul Santos used to be the sports reporter during that time also. So your question of the day brought back these memories. Thanks for these memories. And that's what I like to do. I love nostalgia. And I think that that's a key part of, you know, Fun Friday, is getting to look back on things that we remember fondly. And that's why today's Fun Friday question was probably going to stir up a lot of fun memories for people. Because you might not even like the product that is your favorite jingle, but you still remember the song. So as long as you, you know, remember it, that's all they care about. Like, I despise the Cars for Kids song. I did. I do. I cannot stand it. It goes through me like you wouldn't believe. But that's the point. They want it to do that so that you remember it. And when I needed to get rid of a car, I called 1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids. I called that number, and that's how I got rid of my car. It was, I had a Subaru Outback. Oh man, did I love that car! But when I got it for free, and it already had a, but it was in beautiful shape, except it had a lot of miles, and then the timing chain went on it, and it wasn't worth fixing. So, but nobody would pick it up for scrap because at the time scrap wasn't worth anything, and the car was majority plastic anyway. So they're like, well, you know, we can come and pick it up, but it's going to cost you. And I was like, what? I'll just call 1-877 Cars for Kids. Let's take a call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. I hate that song, and I'm so mad that I had to hear you say it.
Yeah, but it was my version of it, so it's slightly less. No, it's still just as annoying.
It is just as annoying. So the one I like, it's an old one. You probably don't know it. I had to have to sing it for you in order to understand it. So it goes, I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in the pan, and never let you forget. You're my man, because I'm a woman, Anjali. So Anjali was a perfume.
Wow.
And yeah, it was a real pop, you know, and that song, every when I make eggs, which isn't very often, I always start singing that song. I got to see if they still make that perfume. It was a good perfume. And then my other one that I like now, that I hear all the time, is from your station, Wareham Ford. I love that song.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's a very catchy one.
Yeah, I love it. Maybe because I love Wareham. I'm always going there. So I did like that. And so Jaws, I was 12, almost 13. So because you say it came out this day, I thought it was 13, but I wasn't. I was 12, turning 13 in the summer. But I went, and it was my first movie I ever saw in the theater. I'd been to drive-ins only, but even those were I was too young for. My parents just, you know, dragged us in the station wagon. It was a nightmare, the movies they picked, you know. So this was my real movie. Me and my best friend, and she wanted, I'd never been into a theater, she had been, and she's like, you got to sit in the front row. So there we were, and it was the best experience of my life because it wasn't just so scary, but it was just like being in a theater that close to something that big,
mm-hmm.
You know. We had a small TV, you know. Get away from the TV. You're going to get blind. So to see something that big, and it was the best. And my girlfriend got so scared, she peed her pants.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really intense for us. But like I say, you know, I was like 12 and almost 13. So, you know, of course something like that would scare you. To this day, I don't know. I was thinking about watching all three. I don't know. I saw one with...
I hate to tell you this, four. I mean,
four.
Yeah, the fourth one is not very good, but there's four.
So where's the one with the rapper? Why can't I think of him? He's on LL Cool J.
Wasn't a Jaws movie. No, that was Deep Blue Sea.
Oh,
deepest,
okay.
Bluest. My head is like a shark's fin. Yeah, no, that was Deep Blue Sea.
Oh, so you know what? Then I don't think I've ever seen three or four. And the second one
takes place at, like, I don't know if it's actually SeaWorld, but it's like a SeaWorld type place. There's that scene where they have the underwater tunnel that people are walking through and the shark breaks the tunnel. That was three.
Okay, I don't think I like that one, but I remember the tunnel thing.
So two had Roy Scheider in it again. Three was the water park, and four was Ellen Brody and, you know, the sharks, like, at that point, it got really ridiculous because it's like this shark is like tracking down their family.
Oh, so I probably wouldn't want to see that. So I was in Boston for a few days. My girlfriend on the West Coast, she had a nephew that I could stay with, so I didn't have to travel back and forth. So that was nice. And so I got to do a few things and visit Joe. He still can't fight the infection, and but I don't know. What are you going to do? Just keep your fingers crossed.
And we will.
And so I'll be heading over by you today at some point. It feels so good to be home. And I'll drop that thing off for Chris.
All
right. So what are you doing this weekend?
I am hopefully celebrating my son's birthday with him tomorrow.
Are you going to go to Plymouth?
I don't know. I don't think so.
The Bay, what is it called?
Plymouth Bay Winery.
Winery. Yeah, I think I'm going to go check them out.
Go get some sauces and jellies and some wine.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to get one of those sauces. I'm going to get two because I'm going to bring one to Eric so that you keep promising him.
And then
I'll say, see, I'll tell him it's from you.
All right. Well, I got to hold you there because I got to take a break. But yes. you have a skeddy roo of a weekend. See, I beat you to it again.
Oh, thank you. And everybody else, too.
All right. Take care.
Thank you, Tim.
And we will be back in just a moment. Caller, we'll try to get to you. If not, we'll get you right at the top of the next hour. But I got to get this break in before we run out of time. We'll be right back. All right, back to the phones. You're next on WBSM.
Hello, Tim.
How you doing?
I just wanted to say the theme from Jaws by composer John Williams, it went to 38 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart.
Wow.
I can't imagine any person buying that 45.
Right. I mean, I think people bought it just for the novelty of it, I guess, because it's not something you'd want to, like, sit around the house and be like, hey, let's chill out and listen to Jaws.
Right. It's unbelievable.
It's something really like you brought the record player out by the pool when people were in the pool and started playing it to freak them out.
Yeah. Now, wow. The two most asinine 45s to make the top 10, A Troglodyte by the Jimmy Castor Bunch from 1972. Yeah, about the caveman coming on to the cave. And how about Put the Lime in the Coconut by Nielsen from the summer of 72?
Well, I'll give you another one that was I think it hit number one on this day, was Stars on 45 from that, Norway or Sweden? They took all, and it wasn't even, people thought they took the original songs and mashed them all together. They got sound-alikes.
Yes.
Imagine doing that today. And they freely admit now that it was a bootleg. They basically just ripped it off. They didn't have permission to do any of that.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can at all find that jingle for Three Musketeers by the Edrisi Brothers. I would love to hear it.
I'll see if I can find it.
All right, Tim. Bye-bye.
Take it easy. All right, we are going to go into the news right now. When we come back on the other side, we can talk more with you. 508-996-0500. It is the 50th anniversary of Jaws. So on our Facebook page, we are bringing out all of our Jaws-related content. Don't forget, tomorrow they're showing Jaws on the beach at Fort Phoenix as part of the Huddleston Harbor Fest series of events. And also,